Santa Barbara County Treasurer, Tax Man Collector. Can we add man in there? Tax Man Collector. Oh, no, they can't do that anymore. Tax Person would be politically incorrect. Harry E. Hagan, Santa Barbara County Treasurer, Tax Collector. So real quickly, this is going to be a short segment. Adverse possession, where someone basically occupies someone else's house. Someone died. They didn't know it. And they move in. They take adverse possession of the house. They have to pay the taxes for 5 years in order to then suddenly own the house. And I remember interviewing an attorney, Susan Petrovich. She's never seen it or heard of it. And in your 20 years?
The 20-some-odd years I've been in the office since back to 97, I have not seen that come up ever.
It'd be a good scam for someone who worked in your office to find someone who kind of like passed away or something and then just paid their taxes as if they were still living. We won't talk about that. There was some woman, she wasn't in your office. Who was that woman that was finally put away? She was scamming for years.
Yeah. I don't think she's been sentenced yet. That was Lynn Hogan that I think you're referring to.
An unfortunate close to your last name.
Exactly, yeah.
That's why when you get the voicemail, you want to correct that. You're not Harry Hogan.
I was thinking that also. but I don't think she has been sentenced yet, yeah.
But what division or where was she?
She was an accountant in the Public Works Department.
It's scary that, you know, people get so creative and get away with stuff like that. The tax side of cannabis, how do you deal with that?
Well, the tax hasn't been approved by the voters. That'll be on the ballot in June to create a tax for cannabis. And so the board has approved licensing and permitting and collection of taxes dependent upon that. That tax measure passing, and it also was dependent upon, getting the banking system all set up. And so we're in the process on that side of getting the banking and the tax collection system in place so that we can administer properly.
Do you know what this is on the ballot? What's going to be voted on, or what the details?
I don't know the. I guess the number or the letter, whatever the measure is going to be.
But they're voting to decide if there's going to be a tax?
Yeah, if there'll be a tax on legal cultivation, distribution, retail of cannabis and cannabis-related products.
The problem is that everyone opposed to that probably won't show up and vote because they'll be home stoned. They wouldn't know that the date. And then the problem I'm hearing is, though, that since federally – it's illegal. All these people who have these stores, they're all dealing with cash. They can't use the federal banking system. So I was reading this article. They have to take this big pile of cash in.
They're right. There's a lot of challenges. The banking system is regulated at the federal level. And federally, cannabis is still it's a drug that is controlled.
Controlled substance.
Yeah. And so there are some challenges. And so we are creating a process in our office in conjunction with several departments to have a segregated bank account, not a commingling of our funds. And so
– just in case?
Just in case, right. Just in case the Attorney General Sessions decides to enforce the federal laws. And we want to make sure that we are acting as proper fiduciaries.
Right.
We're fiduciaries for the schools, special districts, and the county, non-cannabis sourced revenues. And so – we take that very seriously, that responsibility. And so we've devised a process, and we're still in the process of getting the pieces in place, but to keep those funds segregated.
Just in case.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then finally, again, Harry Hagan, Santa Barbara County Treasurer, Tax Collector. I spoke with Joe Holland about the mudslide and Thomas Fire and various properties, obviously damaged, destroyed, but damaged, uninhabitable, and he did a huge grace, wiping out taxes, nothing due, and so that you get that word. So,
yeah. So the preliminary words I get from Joe, and I'll just do a shout out for Joe. He does a fantastic job. Joe is a phenomenal business partner to have, and I really appreciate the work Joe does, and he really stepped up in this case here too. There's probably around 400, parcels at the preliminarily, and I think Joe came up with a preliminary number of about $1.2 billion in valuation loss. And that, depending on what happens with the FEMA, maps, what, you know, what properties in flood, you know, floodplain kind of thing. And that number could go up. And, you know, that's something that Joe will decide. But $1.2 billion in valuation equates, in my world, to about $14 million in taxes on an annual basis. And so the county's general fund and dependent special districts are probably about 30% of that. Schools are about 50%, and cities and special districts, independent special districts, make up the difference. And so it's a pretty significant amount.
Very significant. So yeah. You take that list, and you obviously let these people know that the taxes are not due. It doesn't go into your...
The ones that Joe has given me on that have filed claims with him that have indicated that. But we're being very understanding in our office for anyone affected by these disasters.
Right.
And so we're trying to be as accommodated as possible.
So $14 million in tax loss revenue to you. But of course, come June, you'll probably have $100 million extra dollars from the cannabis tax. Thank you so much, Harry Hagan. Just don't forget to buy stock in Haagen-Dazs and pizza delivery services and Cinnabons, and you'll be do fine. Harry Hagan, CPA, Santa Barbara County Treasurer, Tax Collector. Thanks again for being here.
Oh, my pleasure.
Okay.
Thank you.
The rest of you, stay tuned. We'll be back with the weekly multiple listing sales update.